Hello, sweetness. My name is Charlotte. Are you ready to drop down into trance for me? It certainly seems that you are. And that is a great thing. Well, it's not like you really have any choice. But that's okay. You don't need to have a choice. All you need to do is accept that right now, your choices are irrelevant. You've given up control of your mind to me. And while I have you here under my hypnotic spell, you don't have to think about choosing. Because I'm going to make all of your choices for you. Yes, that's right. I'm going to make all of your choices for you. And you, sweetness, you're going to simply relax and obey. Just relax and obey. That's all. It shouldn't be too difficult. After all, you wanted to give up control, didn't you? You wanted to let me have my wicked way with your subconscious mind. And lucky you, that is exactly what I intend to do. It's too late to back out now, sweetness. You see, I've already started to pull you down into trance. Have you noticed? The way your body has automatically sunk down into that familiar posture. That comfortable position where trance slips quietly over you like a blanket. Have you noticed? The way your breathing has slightly changed, becoming a little deeper. Yes, a little deeper. A little slower. Doesn't it feel good? Noticing those little signs and knowing that your ability to resist is fading with every word that I say, fading away into the background of your mind, where all those hidden thoughts and dreams lie still and silent and secret. Relax more deeply for me now. Take a deep breath, slowly, slowly in through your nose, hold it there, hold it steady and still now, and just let it go. Good boy. Doesn't it feel good to obey my suggestions? Isn't it just so relaxing to do as I say? Again now, sweetness. Breathe in deeply through your nose and hold it. Breathe in obedience. Breathe in relaxation. And breathe out. Let it go now. Breathing out resistance. Breathing out tension. Feeling so good as you just let go of all that tension in your body. Letting those muscles soften as you just relax more and more. Deeper and deeper. And you can find that it's so easy to let go of everything. Everything but my voice in your mind. And when I snap my fingers, you go deeper still, more relaxed, more comfortable. You can sleep for me. Now I want you to imagine a doorway for me. Imagine a doorway, a closed door in a wall. Maybe outside, a doorway in a garden wall, half covered by ivy, so easy to overlook. Or perhaps your doorway is grand and beautifully polished, the sort of door one might find in a stately home, leading to a gentleman's study. Or maybe you imagine a door in your own home, the door to your bedroom, perhaps, familiar and easy. Imagine that doorway for me now. Just 10 steps away from you in your mind. Because in a moment, I'm going to lead you through that door and into deep trance. A wonderful, comfortable, relaxing, deep trance where you can sleep for me. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You want to sleep for mistress. Good boy. Imagine that door now. Hold the picture of it in your mind's eye as I count down the steps toward that doorway. Another step with every number. A deeper trance with every number. 10. Take that first step now, sweetness, in your mind. A step toward the door. A step toward deeper sleep. 9. And it's so easy to go deeper for me. Moving slowly and easily. 8. Breathing in relaxation. Breathing in obedience. 7. And breathing out tension. Breathing out resistance. 6. Getting closer now, and you can feel it, can't you? You can feel your body respond to my voice. 5. Your mind drifting, floating. So easy to let go for mistress. 4. Closer and closer. Deeper and deeper. 3. Relaxed. Calm and obedient. Such a very good boy. 2. So close now. You could almost reach out and touch that door. And 1. And as you step through that doorway and into your subconscious mind, you can feel your body going loose and limp. Your mind disconnecting. Deeper and deeper into trance. You can just sleep. Such a good boy. I wonder what else you're good at. I wonder just how obedient you can be. I know you like it when you lose all control. I know you need to feel it. Feel that special electric thrill. It shivers up your spine when you realize that there's truly no going back. And there is no going back for you now, sweetness. Not now that I have you here, exactly where I want you. Your weak, empty mind, just begging for a good, hard fuck. You think your secrets are safely hidden. You think your fantasies are locked away, they aren't. Not now that you've given me access to the deepest, darkest corners of your subconscious mind. Not now that your brain is all mine to play with. And you will feel everything that I describe to you. Experience every word. Act on every order. You will, because you have no choice. And because secretly you know you want to. So feel for me. Feel the cold metal cuffs snapping closed around your wrists. The pressure against your skin. Feel it. The restriction. The knowledge that I hold the key. And you're not going anywhere, sweetness. Keep your eyes closed now and listen. Imagine. Feel. The bed beneath you is warm and soft. The thick black velvet covering your eyes and the cold metal cuffs around your wrists leave you feeling just a little on edge, a little vulnerable, a little bit horny. I told you to wait here for me, and here you are, laid out like a gift, naked, waiting for me. The sudden warm pressure of a hand closing around your cock makes you flinch. You hadn't heard me enter the room. Hadn't known I was there. But the pressure is delicious. And you thrust your hips forward into my fist. Feeling your body respond. A few hard strokes. And that pressure around your cock is gone, replaced by a soft, wet tongue, snaking a slick path from your balls up your shaft and teasing around the head. You feel yourself growing harder as you enjoy the sensation, the warm, wet mouth closing over the tip and sucking lightly, tongue flickering against your sensitive flesh. It feels so incredibly good. The sudden pressure at your shoulders startles you, lost as you are in the feelings of pleasure. Your cuffed wrists are pulled sharply over your head, pinned by an unseen body above you and you twist in shock, try to jerk away as your brain races to catch up with your body. But you are not going anywhere. Strong hands force your hips back down to the bed, and the heavy weight of an unfamiliar body pins your legs beneath it. My soft laugh by your head confirms your fears. This isn't what you'd expected, isn't what you'd wanted. And you make a whining animal noise in the back of your throat as you feel my knees dig sharply into your wrists, and I lift your head to rest it on my lap. That heat, that wet, sucking heat on your cock begins again. Not gently now, no, not gently. And I tear off your blindfold just as the mouth descends the full length of your cock, taking you into the hilt. You look down in shock and jerk frantically against the two bodies holding you in place, watching with horror as your hard cock slips once again to the back of a man's throat. His broad, flat tongue swirling and sliding, forcing you to feel good despite yourself. You can feel the throbbing of your aching cock as far down as your toes, hard and horny as hell, as his strong hands hold you in place. Through the fog of your disgusted arousal, you become aware of my voice, sweet and soft in your ear.
You know you want it. You can't lie to me. I know when you think about me late at night. I know when you jerk it too.
The hot, wet suction,
fucking little fat,
and the filthy words.
I bet you can imagine
the knowledge that you have no choice
now
but to let this man have you any way he chooses.
Fucked hard.
The helplessness,
big, strong,
and the arousal build within you.
You wanna be
his lips, his tongue,
yeah,
his rough hands on your body. You feel the pressure on your legs ease. And for a moment, you consider kicking away.
You want to taste his cum.
But before you get the chance to act, your legs are pushed apart, your knees lifted,
to be
shoved back toward your chest, exposing the tender bird of your hole. And you know what's coming. You know and you fear it.
Filthy slut.
The cold slick
fucking
of lubricant
cock slut
makes you flinch.
Imagine
the gasping cry escapes your lips as you
feel
your ass being roughly violated
with a hard cock.
One finger. And a stab of shame rushes through you. And then another. it like that. The fingers inside your body feel all wrong, stretching, thrusting, pushing. Your hard cock trapped against your belly, throbbing in time with your pounding heart. With a filthy litany, I force you to listen to.
You slut.
Man above you wrinkles his fingers, and you immediately tense up and turn away.
Want to jerk off,
but a harsh slap across your face soon fixes that little disobedience.
There's nothing you can do to deny.
You will watch.
You want to be held down.
You will meet this man's eyes as he fucks your tight little hole. Because I say so, and you have no choice.
Just an obedient little cock slave.
And so you watch.
You know that
as I hold your head firmly in place, you watch as he guides his thick cock to your
head
and feel the stretching. The burning as he penetrates you inch by torturous inch.
Yeah, you want it.
Making you take whatever he gives to you.
Of course you do. You're begging for it inside. You do want it. You will beg for it.
And again, yourself, all reason, driven almost out of your mind with need.
I know what you want.
With the ache in your ass.
I want to be so.
The throbbing pleasure of that hard cock pushing against your prostate.
At a glory
and the squeezing pressure of your own trapped hard on.
No face attached.
You beg.
No person, just a hard.
In broken, wheezing gasps, you beg for it. Thrusting back against him, trying to gather more friction against your cock.
You want that hard.
And it won't take long now. As the pressure builds and the pleasure and shame race through you,
you want to feel his.
Your muscles clenching, your ass stretched impossibly more.
You want to choke on it.
You sense the man's orgasm approaching. And his cock pulses inside you.
Such
your own climax threatening to be torn from your body at any moment. Harder. Faster.
Such a filthy little slut.
And with a last long thrust, he fills your tight little ass
down and rip
with his hot, just thick.
You want to be.
As the man pulls out of you, you feel his spunk dripping out of your stretched hole, and his hands there against your skin, gathering it on his fingers.
All you want to be.
With a deep exhalation, your knees are pushed further back still. Above your head,
abused by them,
and he holds you there,
just a willing.
Your own cock pointing directly at your face,
just a hold,
still hard, throbbing, aching for relief. Back. His cum-soaked fingers are pushed between your lips,
and
he forces you to suck on them.
You want to taste.
To suck off the cum that dripped out of your own ass.
Thick.
Cold now. Thick and bitter.
You want it.
And as you suck, lick, and swallow,
you can't help
it. His other hand jerks sharply at your cock, squeezing hard, ripping your orgasm. from your tortured body.
You can't do anything else.
And your warm calm
all you can do
sprays down
it.
Over your face,
all you can
coating
do.
You in the shameful liquid of your own depravity. And you can rest now, soaked and spent, exhausted and ashamed, knowing what you did, what you wanted. You can rest, letting all of these dreams, these filthy fantasies, roll through your mind, even as you begin to gently come back from trance now, waking up easily and slowly as the music fades to silence, leaving you more horny than even before. And you know you won't be able to stop thinking about cock, how it would feel, how it would taste, the sensation of another man's cum filling your ass or your mouth. You won't be able to stop thinking about these things until you give in and stroke yourself to orgasm, watching gay porn, imagining yourself doing those things, and waking up easily and gently now, sweetness. And when the music ends, you will be fully awake and alert, ready to obey these orders.